Miller Lite, the official beer partner of your Philadelphia Phillies, is proud to serve as presenting sponsor of WIP's High Hopes Pod. So whether you're listening to the game, catching up on the latest High Hopes Pod, or at the ballpark, remember, it tastes like Miller time, Phillies fans. Celebrate responsibly.
Ever start a new supplement and wonder, is this really working? You're not alone. Most supplements aren't easily absorbed, which means your body might not be getting the nutrients it needs. Symbiotica takes a different approach, with formulas designed for maximum absorption. Favorites, like their liposomal vitamin C, support a strong immune system and boost natural collagen production. And their newest standout, liquid colostrum, is essential for a healthy gut, packed with nutrients that soothe and restore the gut lining. Symbiotica's clean, bioavailable supplements help your body actually use what you take, delivering real results. And with a monthly subscription, it's easy to stay consistent. Symbiotica makes wellness simple. Ready to feel a difference? Go to Symbiotica.com and use code START for 20% off. That's Symbiotica.com, code START.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Parles-tu français?
Hablas español?
Parle italiano.
If you've used Babbel, you would. Babbel's conversation-based technique teaches you useful words and phrases to get you speaking quickly about the things you actually talk about in the real world. With lessons handcrafted by over 200 language experts and voiced by real native speakers, Babbel is like having a private tutor in your pocket. Start speaking with Babbel today. Get up to 55% off your Babbel subscription right now at babbel.com/listen. Spelled babbel.com/listen. Rules and restrictions may apply.
So, like, you know, like, the Eagles looked great on Sunday. Do not care about the defense ever.
What? I did not even expect Eagles to be set on this podcast.
Well, no, like, I do want to express.
You're trying.
Well, what I want to express is this, is that I've pretty much put my hopes and dreams on the Eagles winning the Super Bowl this year. So you will hear no more negativity from me on the football team. I don't care anymore. Like, I don't.
You are broken.
Oh, they're totally broken. I got nothing left.
Yeah,
I mean, like, I you will not find a bigger Eagles fan than me for the next six months.
There's nothing you could have said that would have made me more concerned about your mental health than that. I mean, that's like, if you had said this exact phrase, "I'm dead inside," that would have been less impactful to me than you saying, you know, go Birds, essentially. So, yeah.
Well, the good part is if I said I was dead inside, then you would, like, you wouldn't be that concerned about me.
No, I would. It's what I was expecting, honestly.
It's
way more than I was expecting. Yeah.
No, I've thought about this a lot because I knew the first thing you would say is, how are you doing? So I'm just laying out exactly how I'm doing. Like, the Eagles mean so much to me right now.
What is going on right now?
No, like, the Eagles mean...
I can't tell if this is just pure bit or if you're serious. There's no bit.
Like, I need someone to win a freaking championship. Like, I'm so... Like, what happened in game 6 and 7 is one of the top 5 worst sports things that ever happened to me in my entire life. And, like, I'm so sick and tired of being close but no cigar. Like, I just want the cigar. Like, I need the cigar. And I think the Eagles are my best chance of that. So,
oh, wow.
Like, I bits aside, no more bits. Wow. It's time to get down to business.
I'm very, like, concerned about you right
dude,
now.
Dude, I don't think so. Like, if we could just break down this podcast from a whole, We can't go a week without recording ever again after they lose game 6 and 7, because, like, all I've been doing is cooped up inside, is, like, attempting to smile when people tell me, like, dude, so many people said, oh, well, how you doing? It's, like, awful, man, awful. Like I'll make a cute little joke if that's what you want me to do. If you want me to be a clown, I'll be a clown. But like, leave me alone. Just leave. I want everyone to leave me alone. You don't care as much as I care. And I know that sounds gatekeepy, but like, I promise you don't care as much as I care. Please leave me alone. Please let me go on my life. Please let me just enjoy something again. Let me feel something again. Go birds.
Wow. So the answer to how you doing, way worse than I thought.
Thank you.
Way worse.
That was the goal. Yeah, that was the goal.
You just went go birds on me. I mean, welcome. You know, nice to have you. It's good. You know, the Eagles are a winning team. Nice to see. I'm like kind of like flummoxed. I don't even know how to respond to that. This is not what I was expecting at all.
I was handing out candy tonight, and, uh-huh. and the guy goes like, he's like, he walks up with him and his kid. Very nice. No issues at all. But then he goes, he's a Phils fan. It's like, buddy, you don't know me, okay? Like, it's not just being a Phillies fan. It's not. I promise you, I watched about 200 Phillies games this year, if you want to combine postseason, spring training, regular season. Like, it's a problem. It is currently what I'm dealing with, yes.
Yeah, so I saw my, I guess he'd be like 72, 73 range father-in-law.
I thought I was going to say your brother.
No. Good one. Yeah, nailed it. You're still on point. You're still you. So going out for Halloween, went to my mom's and went trick-or-treating. It was freaking awesome. You know, it was always adorable. I had the best time. We stopped at my father-in-law's on the way out there. He lives near there. And we're talking about the Phillies. He's a huge Phillies fan. Like, he's a baseball guy. Like, a freaking sabermetrics nerd baseball guy. Like, loves numbers, loves the whole thing. He is a very stoic guy. Like, he is not someone who really lets you know how he's feeling. He said to me, and I quote, "This is the worst loss of my life."
Awesome.
He said that to me.
Good.
Dude. I was like, he was 13 and 64. He's like, yeah, that was really tough. I was 13. He's like, this is worse. And good. I'm like,
great.
Dude, terrific. He's talking about 77. He's talking about Black Friday. He's talking about 64. He's like, Black, you know,
Monday.
What? Black Monday. Excuse me. Thank you. He's like, you know what? He's like, this is worse. This is worse. He said it was worse, Jack. So yeah, I think we're all kind of there right now. Yeah.
Good. Good. No, this is
being like we were up 2-0 and then 3-2 at home. And I'm like,
yeah,
no, Len. I know.
Yeah. So, first off, shout out to Len. Would like
out
that.
To Len. Yes. Yes.
Like,
here's for you, Len.
Yeah. If you're looking for a podcast where we were over it, I don't think that's happening.
Yeah, if you were trying to get your like spirits lifted.
No interest. You know what I need this podcast? Because I want this podcast to just punch me down, 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 further and further. Because I haven't, like, I swear to you, James, like, you are much better. This is a credit to you. You are much better at just letting it all out, right? Like, you'll let it out.
Yes.
You don't need to
wonder where I'm at or know how I'm feeling. I'm going to let you know. Yes.
Right. You, no problem letting it out. Yeah. You are emotional, sometimes overly emotional, and you will tell.
Many times, yeah. Yeah, so many times. So many times.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Me, a little different. I keep everything inside. Until it bursts. Well, it's Halloween. I've been handing out candy for 2 hours. I've been not talking specifically about the Phillies because I don't want to talk about the Phillies. Ever since
I was games, like, when we started at the bottom, like, I got nothing I want to say about this team right
now. I got a lot.
Zippity-doo-dah.
I have a lot that I need to get off my chest. And I think the main thing that the message, I guess, if I could, that I would like to send is that for the rest of my life,
oh God.
And as I raise Walker and my future children and as I attempt to move on from this, and I evolve as a human being, I will need it explained to me like a freaking toddler as to how you win a game 6-1 on the road in game 5 and then just fold in game 6 and 7 at home against an 84-win baseball team who had no business even being on the same field as you. I don't know how. I know a lot about baseball. I know how baseball works. I know what works, what doesn't work, who matters, who doesn't. I, for the life of me, will never, ever, ever be able to get over completely folding in game 6 and 7. It is dumbfounding. It is dumbfounding to the 10th degree how this baseball team, which now everyone's got jokes. Oh, they're so funny. Oh, Heimlich maneuver. Oh, they're just chokers. Mm-hmm. You put us through that. You. And now
and
we have to live
choke.
With it.
Like, we have to live with it. Like,
they
we
did.
Can't,
they 100%
like, I
choked.
I can't be like, oh, they didn't choke. It's like, yeah, we choked. Like, yup. I'll eat it. I got nothing. I got no response to that other than like, yeah, you feel better now? You made fun of me. Cool. I'm broken. Thank you. It's great. It's just what I needed. I didn't know that my friggin' team choked. So thank you for reminding me for a laugh. I really appreciate it.
Ever start a new supplement and wonder, is this really working? You're not alone. Most supplements aren't easily absorbed, which means your body might not be getting the nutrients it needs. Symbiotica takes a different approach with formulas designed for maximum absorption. Favorites like their liposomal vitamin C support a strong immune system and boost natural collagen production. And their newest standout, liquid colostrum, is essential for a healthy gut packed with nutrients that soothe and restore the gut lining. Symbiotica's clean, bioavailable supplements help your body actually use what you take, delivering real results. And with a monthly subscription, it's easy to stay consistent. Symbiotica makes wellness simple. Ready to feel the difference? Go to Symbiotica.com and use code START for 20% off. That's Symbiotica.com, code START.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
Yeah. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored.
I just I cannot believe that happened. Of all things that have happened sports wise in my entire life, you know, things that I expected, things that I didn't expect, that baseball team losing two straight at home to the freaking Diamondbacks is something that I don't think I ever saw coming.
I mean, you were sleepless there. You didn't know what to say. What do I say here?
It wasn't even something I could possibly compute. There was no way that team was losing two straight at home. And the fact that we're not getting ready for a game 4 tonight, the fact that I hate watching this World Series. Like, I hate
you're
it.
Watching I, it? I skip. I haven't done it.
I've watched it. Yeah, I've watched it because I need to.
You texted me during game 1. I was like, nope, not doing it. And I even followed game 1 as it was happening. I knew how amazing it was. I saw the Seager homer, and I'm like, no, I'm not turning it on. I could have turned it on. I wasn't watching anything. And I was like, no, screw that. Like, I'm out. I'm fully out on this. This will be the first World Series in my life. I'm 1,000 years old, Jack, as you love to point out, that at least since I remember, like I had 3, 4, whatever, since the 1987 World Series, which is the first, and I remember 86 a little bit, but like 87, I really remember watching the Twins. Like, I remember that World Series. I remember 88, like vividly with Hershiser and the whole thing, Gibson. Like, since then, I have never fully missed a World Series. Like, I've not watched most, like there are a lot where I don't watch all the game, but like, I've watched innings. I've watched pitches. In a lot of cases, full games. In some cases, in many cases, all of the world. This will be the first year in my life, Jack, that I will not watch one freaking minute. I will not watch one freaking pitch of the World Series. I'm just not going to do it. Like, I'm not. For first time in my life, I can't do it. I'm out.
So, believe me, buddy. I wish I had your strength. I really did. I... for maybe the first time in my life, you know, I looked to my elders for wisdom, you know, and that's right, and I think that's you. I have to beat myself up inside. I guess I'm one of those people that when things get bad, I need them to get worse. I need to feel it. Like, I just, Evan Longoria struck out. Oh, of course he did, because he sucks, and I can't believe he does anything. Oh, Corbin Carroll struck out in the eighth. That's awesome. That's great. That's so cute. Oh, you gave Christian Walker a standing ovation. Oh, I'm so happy for you. Oh, Ketel Marte. Oh, he's still great. Awesome. Oh, you mean to tell me Zach Gallen went to 5 and was great? Oh, Merrill Kelly dominated. Great. Oh, Brandon Faught allowed a home run to Corey Seager. Can't relate. I hate it. I hate this World Series more than anything I've experienced. We should be there. We should be doing, like, we should be 15 minutes into game 4 right now. I don't know how the game would go. I don't know how the series would go. Getting back to the World Series is at least a success. This isn't a success. This is.
Oh, it's a massive failure. I mean, it's not just that they didn't get back. Like, it's how they didn't get back. I mean, there's no other way to put it. I mean, everything was lined up. That was something I was talking to Len about tonight. He's like, I can't figure it out. He's like, it was all in front of them. He's like, it was laid out. He's like, it couldn't have. They beat the Braves. They had the Diamondbacks. They're up 2-0. They're up 3-2. Like, how did this happen? How? And that's how, I feel like it's hard to, like, move past it, because it's hard to actually process that it really happened.
Yes, Jack,
it
correct.
It feels like it couldn't have happened.
Correct. There's no better way to explain it than, again, and maybe we should have Len co-host
Len
with us.
Honey, love it, yeah.
I was alive for 02. I was alive for Rondé Barber. I was alive for most of the heartbreaking moments people bring up. I was not alive for 93. I was not alive for Joe Carter. It's just right at the top. I mean, it's 100% right at the top. It was that, it's that bad, and it's that embarrassing, and it's
disappointing. You start
thinking about the moments, right? And you start thinking about, like, the frick are you bringing Craig Kimbrel in again for? Like, why would you do that?
Why?
You start thinking about, like, I don't know. Well, I think Kimbrel, if you're looking at, like, 10 years from now, you know, and the thing that people are going to be the most mad at, I think
it's Kimbrel.
Number one, because Rob Thompson will have a World Series title by then.
It's Kimbrel. Like what you did there.
I know this is going to sound like snobby and whatever. I physically cannot dumb myself down enough to, like, be super mad at Rob Thompson. Like, you're smart enough. Our listeners are smart enough. We don't have to dumb ourselves down and be like,
well, I mean, he made a mistake.
He made a mistake.
A really good manager who. Dude, the dude has been to the World Series and the NLCS in his 2 years as manager. Like, yeah, he can keep managing my team. That's the way I look at it. Yeah.
Like, if his main problem is that he's loyal to guys,
I think that's he learned from it too. Like, the way he talked afterwards, like, it really sounded like he was like, I screwed up. You know, like,
I totally agree.
Like, he was very blunt about it. And he was basically like, yeah, like, you know, certain decisions I made, if I were there again, like, I probably wouldn't make that decision. Like, he was very blunt.